And now it's time to talk travel with Tess Farber, principal travel consultant and director and founder of Travel Park, who joins you every Friday round about this time. Tess, good Friday morning. How's it going?
Good Friday morning to you too, Ash. It's going very well here and with you.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so very much. And talking about fantastic, South Africa has moved now officially to level 3 lockdown on Monday. There's some interesting introductions, so with a host of new regulations that are coming from government of what we can do and cannot do. So Tess, maybe talking about travel, what are we allowed and what are we not allowed to do under level 3?
Well, you know, Abs, the world is waking up and slowly sure behind it is South Africa. So it's very exciting because it means that, you know, all these people that work in tourism will start being able to go back to work. And what we are allowed to do is not too much, but it is some stuff. So as we know, the national parks have opened, which means that people are allowed to go hiking, which I think is really, really good. It's great for people's souls to be outdoors, be on the mountain. It also, in level 3, it's also allowed for public and private game farms to open up for people to go for self-drive. So we don't have many of those in the Western Cape, but there are many of those in South Africa, which is also great. You know, people can go out for the day, they can go for a game drive. And again, I think these things are so good for people's emotions and their moral and everything like that. And then, you know, as you spoke about last week, business travel is now allowed between provinces. So you can fly, as long as you've got your permit and you've got the necessary required documents that the airline requires, you can now fly between Cape Town and Joburg and Durban, which means, again, you know, things are slowly waking up. And I think the big thing that's quite exciting is the accommodations are starting to open up. At the moment, it's only for business travel. So, you know, hotels are opening up guest houses and you have to, you know, present your permits and show that it's for business travel. But it is a step in the next direction. You know, sooner or later, people will be allowed to go for a weekend away or camping or something fun.
Oh, my. Miss those days. Anyways, I mean, tourist guides, tour operators, travel agents, tourism information officers are allowed to come back to operations. At least that's what I believe. What is your interpretation of this then?
Yes, well, I think it means that they are allowed to go back to work. It doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, that they can take a tour out, but it means that they can go to their office and take in new bookings and not work necessarily from home. So that's my understanding from it. You know, I guess it also depends if there's anything business travel related and they can get involved in that way, then that's what they can do. But unfortunately, no, like, group tours and things are allowed to take place yet, which I think might still be a little bit of a while.
Still talking about traveling. So, self-game drives and hiking is allowed.
Very, very cool. It's really cool. I mean, I wish we had a game farm. Well, we do, but a bit closer to home that we can also go for a game drive. I would definitely take them up.
And finally, Tess, maybe from your side, then your weekend virtual travel tips. What can we do over the weekend? Come on.
Well, you know, Abs, there's so many things available. You know, there's actually J.K. Rowling has released a new book, and she's releasing a new chapter every week. I'll share the link on my Facebook page for people to read for the Harry Potter fans. Ryan Roxy, the guitarist of Alice Cooper, is having another Sunday live session at 6 p.m. on Sunday on Facebook and YouTube. There's the game drives. I mean, virtual travel has really taken off. The options are endless. There's shows. There's really just so much for it's, you know, it's the options are endless. We've got so much to do.
Absolutely fantabulous. Tess, thank you so very much for joining us. As always, your parting words?
Have a good weekend and support local where we can. You know, I know that you guys have that Save Your Faves running, but for anybody planning any sort of travel coming up, support local. Go back to your favorite camping spot. They are open now. You can start booking. You can't go now, but you can start communicating with them. So I think that's going to be my tip and my encouragement for the next couple of weeks is let's support local. Let's get this machine back up and running.
Local as let girl.
Yes. Exactly.
Thank you so very much. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thanks,
Ab. Lovely. Tess Farber, ladies and gentlemen, a principal travel consultant and founder of Travel Bug.